This is it? You got the address right?
I rarely make mistakes like getting an address wrong.
I can tell you down to the penny how much I've spent to make all this happen.
Who are you talking to? I was there every step of the way.
Sorry, Belinda. I'm given to the melodramatic.
I get it. One of the few, but I get it.
Should we go in?
Are you ready? And before you say yes, I mean really ready. Research is one thing. Studying, reading, and gathering every scrap of manuscript you can afford. All of that. It's just one step of the way. If this pans out, you'll enter a place very rarely traveled.
I appreciate you reminding me, but it's not just me, Belinda. It's us. It's always been us in this.
I know that, Peter. In the end, though, it's not about me, is it? We're getting soaked out here.
Do we knock?
I think that's what we do, yes.
I'm nervous.
You certainly are.
Should I be nervous?
I'd be an idiot if I told you not to be. Remember, two men have just died to get us to this point.
Leave it to you to remind me.
Peter. I talked from someone from here on the phone earlier today. This is Peter Hansen, and I'm Belinda. Oh.
The gun isn't necessary.
Not from my side of it.
You plan on using that thing?
I'm making up my mind.
Can you do it inside? We're drenched to the bone out here.
Sure. Come on in.
It's a curio shop.
Good observation. See anything you like?
I'm not here for anything in your storefront.
I know what you're here for. Your message was quite clear.
Joseph Mullins put us on your track. He sent us your way.
I know who sent you to us. Heard from Joseph lately?
No. Should I have?
I don't like that grin on your face.
He was killed. Painfully, from what I hear.
And you're still smiling.
Never liked Joseph. He was bit by a cobra in India. He was tracked down a bull from the Mesolithic period.
For you?
For himself.
That was Joseph all over. Only in it for himself.
And now he's dead. Want to end up that way?
I'd like to see tomorrow, if you don't mind.
Then follow me, and don't speak until you're given permission.
You and your quest, Peter.
I know. Sorry.
Stage-struck Audio Theater presents The Style of the Shroud. There are some things in this life that people will pay anything for, no matter the cost.
Do we have permission to speak?
You just did. Sure.
You found us.
It took some effort.
And no little outlay of cash.
Belinda.
This isn't just an investment of money for you, is it? That would be so vulgar, considering what you're seeking.
It isn't.
All right, it isn't. But I just want it known how much it took us to get us here.
And the lives lost.
How do you know about that?
It's the nature of our business.
Zook, put the gun away. Please. You don't need it.
Sure.
Did you bring packed bags?
No, we hired a car. But we can go back to our hotel.
Why? Where are we going?
I'm sure we can go back and get our bags.
Where are we going?
Are you prepared to leave now?
Right now?
I have a plane waiting at the airport. Zook, it's going to be very cold where we're going. Make sure we have enough gear for everyone.
I can do that.
Peter, I don't like the way this is.
My name is Ingrid, by the way, in case you were wondering. Ingrid Antonov, and yes, it's a Russian name, before you ask.
I don't care one way or the other. Peter, think carefully before we go off with them.
You as well. You're going with us.
Just like that?
In the end, this whole thing is about faith.
That's exactly right.
For me, it's about making sure you don't do something stupid. You are the CEO of a major corporation, and hundreds of people depend on you. Your safety is paramount.
That is your job.
And my privilege.
I'm sure you two can banter on the way. We have to go.
We haven't decided if we're going or not.
I have.
And you believe this woman can show you the item?
A good question. Peter?
I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
Car's ready.
Thank you, Zook. Well?
We can take a couple more days and vet these people out, Peter.
Our window of opportunity is now, I'm afraid.
We need to get going.
Why?
I thought that would be obvious to you. It isn't safe. You don't think I stay in the back of this curio shop waiting for people like you, do you?
There are people after you?
Oh, yes. Very wicked people. Evil, in fact.
We gotta go.
Lead the way. I'm not sure I want a drink. Thank you.
I do. Zook is about to inoculate all of us since we're traveling to Changtang.
Tibet? We have to go to Tibet?
Yep. Hold still.
Thanks for the warning.
Works better if I don't.
I guess I will have that drink. Ow.
You'll thank me later.
Zook, check with the pilot about our landing arrangements.
I'll go see.
in Changteng, do they even have an airport? It's one of the most remote places on the Earth.
We had one built some years back.
Why?
Let's just say that Tibet has interesting artifacts that people from all over the world want.
Their culture, their...
Yes, it is. I'm beginning to doubt your morality in all of this, Peter.
His morality?
Or lack of it. That's what is really required here, if you don't mind me speaking frankly.
Peter, just what have you gotten us into?
Two people have died already, Belinda.
Not by design. We didn't kill them. We didn't want it to happen that way.
That's true. Your agent's deaths were ordered by a group of our competitors.
Competitors?
That's really the best word I can come up with to describe them. Well?
We're fine.
Any trouble?
There's some radio chatter that shouldn't be there.
What are they saying?
Not a clue. It's not a language I know. I know a few.
That's a surprise.
There's a lot about Zook that will surprise you.
I think someone knows that they found us.
Not sure how that's possible.
You followed your instructions to the letter.
These are some very powerful people we're talking about here.
What's the story then?
Too long to tell at the moment. We're all going to need our rest. Once we land, we have to move quickly.
I thought this would be...
Be what? Remember the two men who got killed? The ones you sent? This is deadly serious.
I just thought... I don't know what I thought.
Explain something to me.
I'll try.
Why? I get the aesthetic value.
I don't think you do. Let me ask Peter something first.
All right.
The same question Belinda asked. Why?
I lost a daughter last year. She died of lymphoma cancer. I wish I could describe to you what it was like.
I know about your daughter.
You do?
We know everything about you. Well, except why.
Justice and fairness. A sense of equity in all things. They are all values important to me. What happened to my daughter didn't possess any of those things. It was unjust, unfair.
I realize that. I have lost someone close to me as well. Why?
I want to know.
Just tell her, Peter.
I want to know that life has value, meaning that it is precious, that it resonates with the power of the universe.
By tracking down this item?
Yes. If it does what I have read it does, that will give me some kind of faith, something to believe in.
Aww. You just want to take it and sell it.
I don't.
He doesn't need to. He has more money than some third world countries.
I know that, too. So, your daughter's death.
Yes.
It won't bring her back.
Yes, I realize that.
Your eyes betray you. It won't. Whatever you think of the death shroud of Changteng, it will not reanimate life, just so we're clear.
And you know that to be true?
I sure do.
We need to get some rest. As soon as we land, we have to get the pack mules and head out. If there's a group down there already, we'll need to be alert.
I'm beginning to not like this, Peter. Not one bit.
You both should have thought about that weeks ago when you started researching the burial shroud. Night.
Where are we exactly?
A few miles from Rutok Town.
The Changpa will know we're here by now. You can't land a plane like ours and it go unnoticed.
The Changpa?
One of the nomadic tribes that live here in the Changteng.
Very good. You've done your research.
We need to keep the trail here as we go up the mountain. Don't stray off.
You don't need to tell me twice.
And our friends?
Occasional radio chatter, but that's it. One thing, though.
Uh-oh.
They mentioned you by name.
Who? Me? How do they know about me?
Again, reference the two lost lives. Men who were in your employ. We've come across these people before, and they're serious.
These people? What people?
Not really sure, exactly. Not by name, anyway. A group that has set themselves up in opposition to us.
Us? I'm still not sure about you guys either.
Belinda, just focus on the trail. It's getting colder.
I don't care how cold it's getting. I don't trust these people.
And so you shouldn't.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but you might also want to keep your voices down.
Point taken, Belinda.
Yes, yes, all right.
You're asking the questions anyone would ask. The ones I would ask.
Want to answer any of them?
Zook, why don't you scout ahead and make sure there aren't going to be any surprises?
Yep, I know what I'm good for.
And what you're paid for.
Well?
I'm beginning to doubt my judgment in agreeing to come here.
You should, but it's too late now.
So, story time?
I lied for Zook's benefit. He's hired muscle.
But we're different?
I'm making a choice here. A choice to reveal certain secrets to you so that you realize the importance of what you seek.
Who do you work for, then?
Not for, with. Back around 50 BC, a group of thieves was formed in ancient America. The Mormons called them the Gbeaton Robbers.
The Mormons?
I know. Let me finish. They were organized criminals who were eventually eradicated after a severe famine.
I'm sensing a however here.
Indeed. However, the group was reformed in several incarnations over the years, and they didn't stay in America. As a matter of history, they instigated King Philip to bring charges against the Knights Templar just so they could access their treasures.
Which, according to legend, disappeared.
The remaining knights shipped it out before Philip's men and the Gibeotins could reach them. The group has stayed in operation since then.
This is sounding like a cheap melodrama, if you ask me.
In an encounter with the Gibeotins in the Holy Land during the late Crusades, a group of fighters, the remaining after the massacre instigated by the Gibeotins, formed their own secret society.
Oh, brother.
Belinda, please refrain from your commentary for the moment.
They took the name the Son of the Maccabees.
The Maccabees were a group of Jewish rebel warriors who took control of Judea at one time.
The group of fighters took their name as they viewed their mission in the same way as the Maccabees did, to defend their land in the name of God. This group still exists today, but with a slightly different mission. It is a century-long struggle. Both groups evolved into chasing after ancient artifacts. This was during the 19th century. The Gibeotins saw it as a way of making money. The Sons of the Maccabees decided the treasures of the world needed protecting.
Which is what you do now?
We try to.
Peter's daughter aside, why allow us to come here and see the Shroud?
All societies, no matter the function, have to have a crust of bread to eat.
Oh, there it is.
You want to be paid for this?
Putting it crudely, yes. But there are other reasons, which may become more apparent as we proceed. We'll see.
We're clear, but I think someone's running parallel to us on the other side of the mountain here.
Just wonderful.
Do we need to move quicker then?
We're going as fast as we can under these conditions. Speaking of which...
A storm off in the west.
We can probably travel an hour or two before we have to make camp. I suggest we get to the mules moving and get as far as we can before it hits. I don't think the fire is a good idea.
If it brings them closer, then fine. You should stay alert.
Not a problem, but what about you?
You underestimate me.
Not in your life. You should eat.
I will. After a while. You should check in on Belinda and Peter.
No need. We're here.
Although I like the tent much better, it's frigid out here. Why do artifacts like this head out in the remotest part of the planet?
There are reasons for that.
Atoms of power deserve to be hidden from humanity.
Atoms of power?
You know what I mean.
No, I don't. This is some burial shroud of some long-forgotten shaman of some kind. That's right, isn't it, Ingrid?
A Shangshang holy man. The Shangshang predate the Tibetan Buddhists by...
I think we might want to move back behind the fallen log.
Why? What's going on?
No time to discuss. Move it!
Give me something to shoot back with!
Here!
How did they track us down?
I told you about the fire.
In the middle of the wilderness? Not like that.
Got one!
You killed him!
Yeah, I was trying to!
We need one of them alive.
This is intolerable.
You're telling me.
Hold your fire. They may be maneuvering behind us.
Hold that thought, and I'll go see.
You need to reload?
I have a few rounds left.
You're a good shot.
Thank you. You got one of them as well, I saw.
I shot to kill as well. I'm not as talented as Zook with my aim. Not at this distance, anyway. I did try and wing him, though.
How did they find us?
A question I hope we will be able to answer.
They're gone. They hightailed it back across the wilderness. I can follow if you want me to. I can take out a couple more.
No. Let's put out the campfire.
Maybe we should move camp.
I can stay on watch.
How did they find us, Zook?
You heard me. The fire.
I can't agree with that. Where's your radio?
In my pocket.
Hand it over.
What for?
Because I said hand it over.
Okay. I think that's another group of...
Shut up.
What language is that?
No idea, but I'm sure it doesn't have to do with us.
They're asking if any of us are wounded.
What?
Hand over your gun, Zook.
Now, wait a minute.
I will kill you where you stand, little man. Hand it over.
I got it.
Do me a favor, Belinda. Keep an eye on him.
Why don't I just shoot him and be done with it? Problem solved.
No, you don't understand what's going on.
I've guessed you're in cahoots with this other group wanting the Shroud.
But why? Why do they want it?
They may not necessarily want it. They may just want to keep it from us. They didn't even know about it until recently. They intercepted some communication shortly after you contacted us.
But what's so special about it? You're saying it's off the body of a holy man?
It isn't the man that's important. It's the style of it.
The style?
Would you stop talking about it? It's an important artifact and needs to remain hidden.
No one's arguing that fact.
I thought this group of thieves exploited these items for profit.
There are some things that need to be left alone.
But a shroud for a dead person?
Burial shrouds were mainly a Jewish tradition. That's why the Shroud of Turin is so important to so many people, as they believe it's the shroud that covered Jesus.
I thought it was proven to not be that old.
Yes, but be that as it may, faith is a powerful thing.
Why is the style of this one any special?
The shroud was woven as one piece, and supposedly its designs predate Tibetan Buddhists who took over the land.
So, it's old.
It's more than just old. It's said to have a dead language painted on it of the Zhangzheng spoken by people I was discussing earlier.
So?
It's said that if one can speak the words of the shroud, the dead come back to life.
The storm missed us.
It's got a lot of lightning in it.
You should be asleep.
So should you.
Is all this worth it?
Yes. Need you ask?
You better believe it.
I've got Zook tied up for the night. We should watch in shifts. I can take the first one.
Peter, I can take Zook's gun that Ingrid gave you.
He may need it.
I'm not much for firearms.
We've already had one attack, and Zook out of commission.
Just point and squeeze the trigger, Peter. It's just that easy.
So the language you were talking about earlier.
Do we have to discuss it now? Let's get some rest, Peter. You need it, and I sure do.
Belinda's right. Get bundled up in your tents. It's only going to get colder tonight.
Just wonderful. I hate the cold.
And tomorrow we find it?
Yes, tomorrow. It's in a cavern not too far from here.
How far?
Not very. Get some rest.
Wake me in a couple hours.
Certainly. Now, let's see if there's any chatter on the radio waves. Interesting. I appreciate your effort to hide what you're saying, but I speak your language.
Run! Go!
Head to those trees over there.
Move it, Zook!
I'm going as fast as I can.
Yeah, sure. You didn't say they had a helicopter!
I just found out last night.
I'm not used to running like this.
You can say that again.
Would you kindly shut up?
You can't keep me from saying whatever I want to, lady.
Yes, I can.
Belinda, I'm the melodramatic one, remember? Don't you go doing something you'll regret.
I wouldn't regret putting a bullet in this guy.
I think the helicopter has moved along the mountain range there.
Is it safe to go back out in the open?
Let's stick to the tree line as long as we can. We're about to the foot of the mountain, and then it's up for quite a ways.
This is a mistake, you know.
Which part? Bringing you along? I'm certainly beginning to regret that.
This whole trip. They're going to find us.
You better hope they don't.
Or what?
They'll be scraping you into a box.
Who writes your dialogue, lady?
Can we just move forward, please?
Yes, of course. We'll go for a couple of hours, and then break for something to eat. Our breakfast isn't going to last all day.
Not the one we had, anyway.
I'm sorry it's not the Ritz.
You and me both.
Zook, lead the way.
They're back.
This is ridiculous. Give me that bag.
Here. Ooh, an M1 rocket launcher.
You don't want to do that.
I sure do.
Ingrid, don't!
Get him out of my line of fire.
You heard the lady.
You blew it out of the sky.
That was my intent. Zook, get moving.
You won't find any chatter on the radio. You killed all of them.
I doubt that very seriously, Zook. They would send in a pretty big team, or that's my guess.
Why didn't we?
Our personnel is stretched a bit thin at the moment. We have several irons in the fires these days.
Artifacts that need protecting?
Or moving, or hiding. Whatever is required. The Gabiatans have been active as of late.
And why shouldn't they be? The Sons of the Maccabees are trying to destroy their activities.
I'm in no mood for a philosophical debate.
How much further?
I'm not sure. Let me check.
A GPS marker? Is it that remote?
There are several caverns and caves up through this mountain range.
Why not remove it when you had the chance?
There are some things that were meant to be hidden. It's a funny thing about mankind. We have a tendency to fight and kill each other for the items of beauty that we create.
And items of power.
Is that what you think about this burial shroud? I've already told you there's nothing.
The language painted on the shroud. You said.
I said that's what some people believe. I'm not one of them. And I'll tell you. I've seen a lot of strange things over the years from every corner of this world, but I've never, ever seen anything that can bring someone back from the dead.
If we don't get a move on, we'll have to spend the night up there.
I gather you don't relish that thought?
I've been there, lady. You haven't. Ingrid may not believe that there's something about the shroud, but me.
You believe in it?
Not sure what I believe.
It doesn't really matter what you believe, as you are on the other side of things.
We're not so different, you and I. We are after the same things. We use similar methods to get what we want, and we...
Yes, but that's where it stops.
Can we dispense with the chatter? Right and wrong really aren't on the table at the moment. Getting into this cave is.
Agreed.
Is that our bunch of thieves?
What is that? Morse code?
No. That would be too easy. Zook?
Don't look at me.
Wanna rethink that?
If you wanna go ahead and shoot me, Ingrid, just do it and quit bossing me about it. Think of all we've been through.
One betrayal ruined all of that.
I didn't betray you.
Would you just please shut up or I'll put a hole in you?
All right. It's not so important for us to know what they're saying as to know that they're still here. It simply means we need to move, and quickly. Take that trail of the forks off to the left.
If you say so.
She does. Get moving.
We may have to stay the night here, anyway.
One thing at a time.
This is the cave?
I see the GPS marker.
No one guards it?
Some of my predecessors made an agreement with one of the nomadic tribes to check on the cave occasionally. I sent a message to the runner from their tribe right after we landed.
Then they know we're here.
Oh, yes.
Where are they?
Hiding out. Don't bother guessing where. Sneaky buggers.
Let's go inside. I want to see the shroud.
How far up in here do we have to go?
Not sure. About 50 yards or so?
They'll kill you all for this, you know. The shroud. Killing their men.
You keep saying they and there. You're part of them.
There aren't any markings on the wall. I imagine that there would be.
No. There isn't any need.
Is this a holy place to the tribes around here?
I'm not sure if holy is the word they would use.
What would they use?
Haunted.
Zook?
Leave him alone.
Up ahead.
We need to light up this place.
Good idea. I'm glad you packed these flashlights for us, Zook.
You're so welcome.
That's it. Up ahead.
Peter! He'll be fine. He'll have to move the lid.
I don't think it's too heavy for me to move the top off.
There's no body in there.
Just the shroud, and it's beautiful. Can you say what's written on it, Ingrid?
I told you no one can. It's a dead language.
I know how resourceful your group is. Just give me a word or two.
I can't, Peter.
Peter, what are you doing?
I'm wrapping it up to take with us.
We aren't doing that, Peter.
Oh, yes we are.
Peter!
I will shoot you where you stand, Belinda. Don't think I won't.
What's gotten into you?
Zook, you can come up here with me.
What for?
Think about it.
I don't understand.
Idiot.
He's one of the they we were discussing earlier.
That's not true. He's just hoping to do something for his daughter. Peter, things like that don't happen.
Believe me, Belinda. My dearly departed daughter is the last thing on my mind right now.
Please tell me this isn't true.
I was recruited 8 years ago.
By the Kabeatons?
Yes. Zook, get over here.
Okay.
Nothing to say, Ingrid?
I'm just curious how extensive your connections are in the group of thieves that you claim comradeship with.
Money buys a lot of things. Power is one of the most immediate. We've been looking for this shroud for years. It's beautiful, you know.
It is. To sell? Is that why you want it?
It's a show of loyalty. It takes years to gain any trust with the Gebiantons.
And a death or two, I think. Isn't that right?
Yes. Sorry, Belinda.
I can't believe this is happening. I had no idea.
I wish I could convince you to join me, but deep down, I know you have ethics, morals.
I appreciate that, I think.
That's why this is going to be difficult for me.
What is?
Killing you. It isn't loaded?
You didn't think we'd give you a loaded gun, did you?
We have to hurry. Get the shroud. We'll have the tribe hide it somewhere else for the time being.
What is going on? Wait. Let me guess. You suspected one of us being in the Brotherhood of Thieves?
Or both.
A fake traitor in our midst and a gun for Peter, I thought would tell us.
I'm not even sure what to say.
We don't have time. We need to get out of here. We'll leave Peter to his masters.
They aren't going to be happy with him.
That's his problem. What about me?
Have you thought about joining a secret society? It would suit you.
You know what? Why not?
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of The Style of the Shroud. In the cast, Peter, played by Zachary Wumble, Belinda, played by Briley Kaplan, Zook, played by Tyler Gardner, Ingrid, Georgia Schroeder, script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.